Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers start up a six-game set with the Montgomery Biscuits at Riverwalk Stadium. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the hitting coach of a team who's been heating up offensively in a big way. It's Chuck Caulfield. Chuck, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What's it been like watching this offense run rampant over the last couple of games? 21 runs in their last three.
Well, it's a unique group. I mean, you got a combination of speed and power, and then you mix in there with some bat-to-ball skills. You know, it's a good group. They come to work every day. They do a good job in their preparation, and it's showing out on the field.
What's it also been like? Not only are they hitting the ball hard, but they steal 8 bases on Sunday. They steal 16 in the final 3 games of that set against Mississippi.
Well, you know, that's the fun part. That's the exciting part for the fans is when you have speed and you're able to use it, and that speed creates opportunities in the batter's box for you as well.
Isaac Collins, big day on Sunday, couple hits, but he also stole 4 bases and earned himself a ticket to AAA in his first year in the organization. What was the development you saw during his time here in Biloxi?
Well, I mean, he's got that workers' man attitude. He shows up every day. He's good at preparing. He's a quiet guy, but he's about business. And, you know, it was exciting to see him go out there and, you know, have one of his best games, hit the ball hard as well as wreaked havoc on the base paths. I think he stole, 4 bases maybe that last game. So, awesome for him.
Talking about heating up, Freddy Zamora, 7 driven in the last series. And Jackson Churio hit 304 over that last series. Specifically on the side of Churio, he's a guy who's really starting to get comfortable at the AA level. How much have you seen his game grow as he's gotten more and more comfortable over the last few weeks?
Well, you know, we all know he has insane ability, but it's just his approach in the batter's box. You know, how you get up, these guys get a little bit tougher. They're able to execute and exploit your weaknesses a little more often. And, you know, he's doing a nice job with his mental approach, his getting in the batter's box and kind of staying in the middle of the field and getting pitches he can handle.
With Freddie, it seems like he's always coming up with runners on base, and he's always driving him in. What kind of goes into that approach when you get up with a runner in scoring position, that ability to drive guys in?
Well, Freddie's in a good state of mind. You know, he's getting pitches up in his zone, and in order to, when you got men in scoring position, you got to get pitches up you can drive, and he's executing that at his finest right now, and it's showing day in and day out.
You mentioned the approach of guys throughout this lineup. Carlos Rodriguez has reached base in 15 straight. Tyler Black's reached base in 17 of his last 18. What's the approach you've seen from those two guys at the plate that allows them to work so many walks?
Those guys are guys that they see the ball deep, they hit the ball middle of the way. So, you know, they're tracking the ball a little bit deeper than majority of guys, and then they're just tough fouls. Those guys grind out at bats. They fight pitches off. You know, they stay in the strike zone. And when we do that, you're going to continue to find ways to get on base.
The bat boy comes through here with all the snacks you guys need for tonight's game. But one of the big things as well for Tyler is this is the second straight year. He's had more walks than strikeouts a month into the season. How do you do that at this sort of level where you usually see the opposite for 99% of players?
Well, being stubborn, you know, we got a motto. We're trying to stay in the heart of the play, you know, try to stay off the edges. And, you know, he's one of those guys that's really good at zoning the ball up. And he's real stubborn as a hitter if you watch. He takes a lot of close ones too. But, you know, that's just him himself, being himself up there every night. And, you know, Tyler's going to continue to get on base and do a good job in the batter's box.
Another thing that's kind of been a theme throughout this month is how young this team is, but how much they've performed. Tied for the best record in the Southern League with the youngest average age in the lineup in AA. Have you seen this team grow and mature the first month of the year?
Well, it just, you know, everybody when you go move to a new league, it's always an adjustment. And, you know, the first thing is the way these guys prepare. You know, your foundation's got to be right. They show up every day and they're ready to work. They bring a lot of energy when they show up, and that energy turns into great things when it's game time.
What's the thing that's impressed you the most so far?
Just their approaches. I mean, a lot of times young guys have a hard time staying in the strike zone. You know, you're normally chasing, expanding the zone, trying to do too much. And these guys have been able to find the median and have the discipline to stay with their approaches and stay in the middle of the field and not chase as much, as well as when they get the pitch to hit, you know, they've hit them hard. And two, that's an area I still think we'll continue to improve on as the season moves forward, is just hitting the ball hard and having a little more success there.
I think it also makes a hitting coach happy whenever you look at the numbers throughout the league and see your team lead the league by a mile in walks.
No, that's good. That's just showing us we're having good swing decisions, and, you know, we're showing good patience at the plate. And, You know, you're only as good as the pitches you swing at. So now the next part is now we're going to start hitting some of those balls a little more hard often. So I'm excited to see what's in store for these guys down the road.
Well, I think you speak for all of us when you say how excited you are. Chuck, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 6 o'clock.